呼吸。
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass. For a sweaty butt crack is always welcome.
way to upload files to it. You can't do any recording with it. And I believe the Sony software actually keeps track of the songs that you upload to it, so you can't do it more than three times. I did have some problems with the mini disc at one time. I just wouldn't read anymore. I should have just thrown that away, but I actually have it in my box. The other thing it does is it eats batteries like Monster. You need to use batteries in the Sony mini disc to actually transfer the files. I imagine it's using that battery to spin up the drive and actually do the recording and processing on the mini disc itself. Why they designed it to use the power up USB, I have no idea. That would have been the best way to do it, but I'm not Sony, and I guess you gotta be careful with Sony. Sony equipment, they build some quality stuff, but a lot of times they don't keep their customers in mind, and 5 where I could. Maybe after this weekend, I will try going at 55 miles an hour. Actually, I was going between 55 and 60 most of the time. What I was trying to do is keep my RPM level right around 1,500 RPM. Right now I'm going 65, and I'm going at 1,800 RPM, by 1,850. If I can get that down below 1,500, or right at 1,500, actually I was just a tad over 1,500 doing the 60 miles an hour, I'd have some good luck on some better mileage there. So I'll look forward to that. I've got the best mileage so far. Last week, I did some calculations. I know I driven from Hastings, Nebraska to Albert Lee, Minnesota, and I'm sure I did 75 in Nebraska, but for the most part, most of that journey was in Iowa, where it was 65, and it was like 430 miles, 425 miles, something like that, and pretty close to that, yeah. I didn't want a chance of going to the next town, but that was right around that 30 miles, 29 miles to the gallon range again. I don't have the number in front of me, but it's been, kind of 60 years ago or so. So I don't think any Minneapolis, I think, came pretty close. Anyway, wow, I'm just about at my exit here. Really moving today. Quarter to 5. I get home at 5 or pretty close to that. I'm not sure what we're gonna do tonight. I'd like to go downtown, get something to eat. Maybe go to the Brass Grill and see what happens there. Kind of wanted to go there for a long time. I'm not sure what the prices are like or what kind of food we have there. Place. So maybe I can talk to wife who's doing that. Nah, we'll probably end up going to like a old Chicago or I think there's a famous Dave's down there, maybe Michael's Mexican. I'm not too enthused about going to Mexican, they're doing a Mexican thing. We did Mexican last week. And maybe tomorrow. I got an idea. We got some of this roast pork. Maybe I'll make some roast pork. Quesadillas on the grill or roast pork pizzas. You roast about two pork pizzas, maybe. That actually sounds pretty darn good. So I'm turning on the 370 here. Got some coffee here. Open up the windows a little. We're going to wait for that guy. Open up the windows a little bit here. Yeah, I went to Hy-Vee and Lincoln for lunch, and you know what, they had quite a spread there. I was thinking about going to a Hy-Vee for lunch, getting their salad bar or whatever they have, a buffet or something, like a salad bar, I guess, and I kind of got a little apprehensive of the salad bar because, you know, those things are sitting out all day, and people walk by them all the time. They're just kind of in the middle of the store there. Wasn't too crazy about digging into that. So I went down and got Chinese off of kind of their deli area there. And, you know, it wasn't are usually a little better on that. They're used to the fruit and that. I'm always kind of anxious when I either buy a melon or an apple or even oranges. I've had some really bad oranges lately that were just horrible. Had no flavor, tasted like nothing, and I paid pretty good for them. I believe, no, they weren't Sunkist, I don't think. I think there were some other brands. I usually try, for oranges when they're in season, I usually try and get Sunkist. They usually have pretty good luck with Sunkist, so. Anyway, let's see, what else has been going on? I've been working on the guitar. I don't know if I've ever mentioned, this project on my audio on Fancast, but I don't know what got into me last night. I really wasn't crazy about cruising around on the internet, which I usually do in the evenings and don't amount to anything. Kind of put the building. And what the nut is, no, there's somebody from Council Bluffs in the Nebraska side of the river. No kidding, he's got Iowa blades. That's what I know. He's got a hanger for an antenna, and his trunk doesn't have a lock. It's held on with baling wire, and it's half rusted out. Either he's lost, or he's got a girlfriend, or running drugs in the pavilion. So here I'm coming alongside of him again. So anyway, the nut is part of the guitar that holds the strings in place on the neck. There's the nut, and then there's the bridge. The bridge is on the body of the guitar, and the nut is up on the neck, up near the tuners or the machines. And so I started carving on that, and I thought, you know what? Boy, I really wish I had a belt sander or basically a belt sander. The thickness of the nut, I'm not sure what it was, but it was about a quarter inch too tall. And I compared it to my other guitars, and they're showing about an eighth of an inch of nut up above the fretboard. And I sanded. I used a sander and a file on that thing. I kind of got the corners and edges filed to where I want them. And make the turn here in the pavilion. So I sanded, and I got the corners, edges about where I wanted them width-wise. There's some room there to do that. And I said, hell with it. I'm going to go ahead and throw this baby on the guitar. So I took my White Elmer's glue, kind of a tip I learned that, you know, my neck's not finished yet, but the White Elmer's glue and I found what is supposed to be removable. Either you get it a little wet or you just kind of tap that nut and it should pop right off. That Elmer's glue. The nut itself is made of, I believe, cow bone, some sort of a bone. I would imagine it's cow bone, or I could imagine it being pork bone, or anything else, like chicken bone or something like that. We didn't have a piece big enough on a chicken for this thing. I think it's probably beef, cow. So I set it up there. I put the guitar together, had to do a little bit of drill, and I didn't have one hole down far enough on it. And that was on the bridge. And you know what? The spacing isn't too bad. I was worried about the string spacing at the top of the, near the nut. On the neck, what happened when I was carving it? It was kind of hourglass shaped. And I had to remove, the hourglass off the top of it towards, you know, the top of the guitar, so when I put the strings on there, the strings would actually have a pretzel lay on all the way up and down the neck. And by doing this, I guess I found that, you know, where I put the slots on the nut, that everything there keeps the string on the guitar, and I've got pretty good spacing. Actually, on the high string, I got quite a bit of spacing, which is good. Prevents it from falling off the edge. And so I've got that going for me. I do need to whittle it down some more. I don't know if anybody I know around here has got a belt sander. Trying to get that thing off again and sand some more. This guitar I've been working on for over a year now. One of the things that I've been doing with this is kind of working right off and on. I made the commitment and I bought all the parts for it. And it was sitting in the garage. And, you know, I had a Friday evening or evening that I didn't have anything going on and it wasn't too hot or it wasn't too cold. I'd start blacking some material off this wood. And, you know, putting dots into the fretboard and doing the different things that it takes to do this. Bought some books on it, and yeah, it's turning out pretty good. I still need to do some sanding on the body and that to get that in shape for finishing, but I'm pretty darn close. Well, I'm gonna let you go here and see you again. I'm home.
Hey, I'm back.